Welcome, everyone, to the very, very first episode of my new podcast, Strange Phenomena, the Music of Kate Bush. I am going to be your host, Cecily Link. I am a huge Kate Bush fan, and in this podcast, every episode is going to be focused on a particular song in Kate Bush's discography. Not only that, but I am going to be taking you guys through every single song that Kate Bush has ever produced, and even some that she maybe wishes she hadn't produced, but has leaked anyway, all the way from her very first album, The Kick Inside, from 1978, moving up through 50 Words for Snow, released in 2011. We are going to be talking about not only the album tracks, but we are going to talk about B-sides. We are going to talk about collaborations, all of the songs that she's done with Peter Gabriel, the song that she did with Midge songs that she's done with Roy Harper. Those are going to get talked about. I am also going to be mentioning any unreleased studio tracks, of which there is admittedly only one, but still, it is worth noting. Basically, we're going to be going through Kate Bush's discography one song at a time. I realize this is going to be a pretty monumental task, but it's going to be a lot of fun for me to revisit her music, and not only for me to revisit her music, but also to invite you all to contribute to this podcast. In the first season, which is focused on The Kick Inside, I have found several guests to help me with some of these episodes where I get to talk with Kate fans about their favorite songs. But I also have my husband, Andrew Link, talking with me as well, because I don't want to just be up here rambling by myself.
That's right. Every now and then you'll hear me talking, and that's when you know that, well, there's going to be a bunch of English major mumbo jumbo, and you're going to be looking forward to Cecily starting up her voice again.
Oh, no, none of that. So that is the goal for this podcast. One song at a time. We're going to look into the history. We're going to look at remixes. We're going to look at demo versions, if they're available. Admittedly, there aren't a lot of demo versions for her songs, but there are for a few. We are even going to look at fan covers of her songs. I know some people think it's a little sacrilege to do a Kate Bush cover, but I like highlighting just how intricate and well-written her songs are by showing people how other people have taken those melodies and interpreted them in their own way and made the song their own. Even I've done that myself on occasions. And every episode will also, I'm going to go in depth with the production, who played on the song, any quotes that she has said about the song, things that other people have talked about the song, and all in all, this is going to be a really, really fun journey, and I can't wait for you guys to listen along with me. I know in just doing the first season, I have come to see her music in a different way. So if you have a favorite song that you want to talk about, or you just want to fangirl about Kate's music with somebody who also loves her music just as much as you do, and you just want to share your experience and what her music means to you, here is how you can contact me. You can email me at KB, that's B as in boy, kbcast@linkmedia.com. That's link with an E, by the way. So kbcast@linkmedia.com. You can also find me on Twitter at StrangeKateCast and on Facebook, facebook.com/KateBushPodcast. So feel free to message me there. I would love to hear from you guys. I'm doing this podcast so I can meet other Kate fans and also to document the history of this wonderfully diverse singer-songwriter. So I'm looking forward to talking Kate with you all, and I can't wait for the journey to start.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.